Call the meeting to order. Stand for the pledge, please. I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. No minutes, right? Just one for December, for last one.
Right, 12:31.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to read their minutes from the December meeting? If so, any additions or deletions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as written.
I'll make a motion, Gary.
Irving?
I'll second.
Don?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, Kristen out here, so let's move to library. You're up first, Art.
That was quick. Not late last one. First, I just have to mention that we're very pleased with the snowplow. They've been doing a great job. Thank whoever involved and even that back sidewalk for the emergency exit, they've been doing a great job with that.
Highway crew.
Doing
a good job.
We're very pleased with that.
Okay, good.
We have submitted the big grant, our final report. We haven't heard back from them if they've accepted it or not. But the single biggest item, as it turned out, was the bookshelves. Originally, it was going to be Vermont Corrections, if you recall. Mm-hmm. And when they no longer did that anymore, we thought the school could do the schools, and it was quite a bit more expensive anyway. And then finally found a guy in Shade Z who did a great job. But we may need more shelves. And so we're closing out this grant as best we can. And we've already applied for two other grants. It was kind of a last minute thing. We found out about it in mid-January. But one of them is looking for asking for more bookshelves and for the outdoor storage shed. But and it's a long shot, but you don't get it if you don't try.
Exactly.
So we got that going.
Okay.
This Saturday is the 15th at 10 o'clock. Anybody that has a question with their nice egg though, especially if you did the solar thing, you may have some questions. At 10 o'clock at the library, representatives from, I believe it's NYSEG, not the solar people, will be there. So if you have any questions, go to the library at 10 o'clock.
The solar people are here tonight.
Oh. Yes, that's what we were here.
Are you on Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean
to. No, that's fine. That's why.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so thank you for that. Anybody has questions about that, it's a good time to get questions.
Good idea. A little bit of confusion. It's a good idea.
Yeah, there is some confusion there.
Yeah.
And the 29th, we're calling it Leap Day, the 29th of February. We're having a Leap Day garage sale. Not much of a garage sale, because what we're doing is leftover stuff from the library that we no longer can use. So there's bookshelves, some of the chairs that came from the old library, and there's even a table, not this kind, but about this size, fairly heavy metal. That's there. There'll be books, and we're having a bake sale. And it's also going to be a mini open house. So come in, see the improvements in the library, and at a bake sale, and you may want to be interested in some of the old bookshelves or who knows what.
What time is that?
At 9 to 1, which is the regular library hours on Saturday. We're generally open 9 to 1 Saturday anyway. Mm-hmm. So on the 29th.
The
29th. And our website, Moore's Free Library, just go to our website, look on events, and those two things are in there. Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Art.
Thank you.
Okay. Dog control. Stacy couldn't be here. They have something going on. I don't remember, but we got her report. Beautification.
Just that the lights need to come down whenever they have a chance because they're getting pounded. And I found out that the Boy Scouts who are disbanding have given the vacation for only 1,000 plus to be used for lights. So that was very nice.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great idea. That was a great idea by the Boy Scouts. You know, Mark, I don't know if Mark can explain it, as long as we're on that, what took place.
Well, the fire department was the charter organization representative for the Moores, Oklahoma Cub Scouts for several years. And they've been disbanded now for about 5 years, and nobody's shown no interest to get it going, get started again. So we had to do something with the money. And legally, it had to go to the fire department because we were the charter organization representative. And we just thought it'd be a good idea to be good money to get started on some new decorations for the town. So
yep.
We figured that'd be a good spot for it to go.
Yeah, and the firemen voted to go ahead and give it to the beautification to buy some lights. So.
Thank you, Mark.
Mr. Assessor.
Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
If I could, I would defer my time to the control. with the windmills being open, not the windmills, the solar panels, things that we, well, it's light and everything else, they're going up to the full assessment. That in the town, I'm going to have to raise the land values on the initial 1 acre prime site. It's at 13,000 now. Have to bring that up to 16,000, which is this whole area. All this area is in the town, 16,000. And then we have for the woodland is selling unbelievable in the town. We have to raise the woodland about the first 10 acres or 1,000. And we're going to have to raise the next 20 acres up to 700. Residual will be down to 250. But that's what's in store for the people. Is there anybody from that in the town?
Would you consider that in the town?
Yeah. Portland.
The other side of Davison?
Yeah.
Or the other side of Black
River? Portland Adirondack School District. That's about it.
That's way up there then.
Cut-off, I think, is supposed to be. Where's the cut-off, Jeff? Blackman Corners Road?
Yeah.
Blackman Corners Road.
That's where the cutoff is. One and two.
Yeah.
It's
east, west side of Blackman's Corners Road?
Yeah.
The west side?
Yeah.
Yeah. West side.
Property on the east side.
But that's all I have. Anybody who knows anybody old, tell them they have paperwork. Get it in. The state would like it by 1st of March. So we assess that. Not necessarily, but if they bring it after March 1st, do not date it. So I have to.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Youth program, nobody from the youth. Town historian, fire department. Got the fire department report for the month of January. Had a total of 13 calls, 8 in the town, 5 mutual aid. 3 house fires, 3 motor vehicle accidents, 2 vehicle fire, 1 good intent and 1 medical assist, and 2 automatic alarms, and 1 standby. And it's signed by Todd Gumla, our chief. Anything else, Todd?
No news is good news. Things are running smoothly.
Okay, good deal. All right, thank you. EMS, I haven't got the EMS report yet, so I can't read that. Court. I've got the court report for the month of January. Well, the total $11,815, $8,331 went to the state, $567 to the county, $2,917 went to the town of Moores. Okay. Guess we're up to you, Jason. Court enforcement.
Pretty uneventful this time of year. Just 4 permits for $104.08.
Okay. Everything going smooth?
Good.
Everything's going smooth?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe last month we made an appointment for you as our provisional code enforcement officer. I guess the county doesn't like that wording. We have to re...
The other way around.
Yeah?
We put in there as...
Interim?
Interim.
Interim, that's right, yeah.
According to the county, they want it listed as...
Provisional?
Provisional.
Okay. So...
Basically mean the same thing, it's just the verbiage.
Different wording, yeah. They wanted the wording right. So I'll entertain a motion to change his position from provisional to interim?
From interim. Interim to provisional.
Okay. You make that, Randy?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. See, the county has the... And Francis could probably tell you better, but the county just enforces the laws that New York State... I found that out the hard way, but they just enforce the laws that's kicked down from New York State, and that's why they want everything, because New York State falls back on them if it's not right, so... That's why we have to have it that way. Okay? Thank you, Jason. Old business. Old business, I guess we'll get right into the internet. And Steve is here from PrimeLink.
Yeah, cell phone, PrimeLink, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Would it be easier to come up to?
Yeah, shoot code, please.
Okay. I got Brian writing one thing as well.
Okay.
I really appreciate everybody's time tonight and letting us come and address some issues and concerns regarding the internet service for the town itself. Before I dive into that, I do have an announcement to make that happened, that transpired early this morning. PrimeLink received a signature from First Light Fiber for a definitive purchase agreement to acquire the company. So PrimeLink is and will be under new ownership, probably transitioning sometime this fall. What does that mean to PrimeLink and the PrimeLink customers in the CTC footprint? It's really very little. There's nothing that is gonna change as far as the connections in the CTC footprint. The bill for business customers will change to a First Light bill. However, the residential customers will continue to get service through Champlain Telephone. So if anybody has any concerns or questions about that, I'd be happy to answer them. Again, this was just happened this morning, and the papers are probably going to report it.
So what does that mean about the emails? That going to stay, or is that still going?
The email service is gonna go away.
Gonna go away?
Yes.
Even when the new company buys?
Yes.
Even before, most of us in the company knew that the transaction to First Light to acquire PrimeLink was going on, we had planned on retiring that platform anyway. It's very, very old. It's not offering many of the features and modern conveniences people would prefer, being able to sync things to their phones and things like that. So we had planned on shutting that down for residential anyway. Businesses and organizations and agencies, things like that, we do have a platform that we can transition to. But as far as primelink1.net email addresses, yes, they were still going away. Yeah.
In the beginning, the email, we saw it as a value-added product for our customers. And as time went on and the features became very rich, I mean, if you get a Gmail account, you have the apps on your phone, you can do messaging, it's just very intuitive. We felt that we didn't have a product that would compete with that, and at a level of being free, that's why we decided to retire that product. But
yeah, to put a finer point on that, people, again, Gmail, even Hotmail and Outlook.com, these people are giving away a product that's better than what we would have to charge people for, and there's no point in us duplicating that effort.
Right. And I guess as our problem as a board here is our problem with the Gmail is, like you guys went with your email, if there's a problem, we call you guys, and you kind of heard about the Gmail and Yahoo and all them, there's nobody to call
right.
to. And that's why we were looking at Spectrum, because at least there's someone there that we can call and say, hey, you know, we're not getting our email, because, you know, emails is a big, big part of our business here.
So we still can, so, you know, for the town, for businesses, things like that, there's that we can actually resell G Suite accounts and also Office 365 accounts. And then we would still be the point of contact. We would be all the support, things like that. So that, when I said we were offering a transition platform, that's exactly what we're doing. We can move entire agencies off to either of those platforms. It's just that we're not providing the service anymore directly, but we are still the point person. We would still be billing the service. We would still be supporting the service.
Okay.
Will there be a separate or additional cost?
There is an additional cost, and it's per mailbox.
Do you have any idea?
It starts at about $2 a mailbox per month. Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, CTC is going to continue to do business in our own footprint and expand upon our fiber network that we have currently here. In the past 14 to 16 months, we've built 61 miles of fiber, 41 of that being in the town of Moores itself. What that brings to this area is a lot of capability that you would only see in typically populated areas, city environments like Plattsburgh, or even parts of Plattsburgh still don't have fiber access to the residential use. So with New York State help and the broadband grant, we've built all the way through on Route 11 up to the town line. And now we're building off of those and serving residential units on particular roads. As of our last meeting that we had with you, we will kind of step ahead of our engineering and where we've already deployed fiber and hook you up to that infrastructure. That's something that we would be happy to do. What fiber will do for you is give you all the bandwidth requirements that you need and future expansion upon that as well. So if you find that you are needing more bandwidth, it's just a phone call. Hey, turn us up. We need more speed. We're, you know, hooking up a camera system or you know, doing a public Wi-Fi for a picnic or something like that. So we're very flexible what we can offer on that fiber backbone. Fiber optic in itself is a great technology. It's glass, so it's not a metal. It doesn't corrode. It's not susceptible to lightning unless it takes a direct hit and it actually burns it. But it's not gonna take a lightning strike and then bring it down and, you know, all the way into the house and fry phones or modems or anything like that. So the weather really has no effect on it. Hot, cold, you know, it's very consistent. Animals don't chew on it. Squirrels like copper. They like to chew copper cables up. And unlike you know, the DSL platform and other copper products, it's not distance sensitive per se. So, for example, if you have a DSL customer and they're 500 feet from central office where that equipment is, they'll be able to maintain higher speeds than somebody that's 2 miles away from that central office. Whereas fiber, it's the same speeds no matter where you are on that fiber path. So there's a lot of benefits to it. It's a lot, there's, you know, uptime is a huge thing. It doesn't go out unless it, you know, meets a backhoe or somebody hits it and cuts it. Being able to run longer distances with fiber optic allows us to use our central offices where we have battery and generator backup. So in the event of a power outage, we can maintain services. Whereas some of the copper services for internet, if power is out in that region, those are fed out of remote cabinets that have a limited power lifespan and no generator backup per se. We're approaching about $2 million in investment for our fiber network throughout this area. What that's done is it's caused us to, you know, clear the trees off the line to build the fiber through, which we had to buy more chainsaws. We hired local contractors to do that work. We have equipment that breaks, that we're constantly bringing it to dragoons. were ordering equipment from stores like Bagors for our interduct and supplies. You know, we're filling up our vehicles at local establishments. So, you know, that money is redistributed within this community big time. You know, Champlain Telephone employs at least 5 people that live directly in the town. I'm pretty sure everybody probably knows somebody that works for the company. I myself have been there for 14 years. I started as a cable splicer with Billy Olbery back in the day, putting wires together one at a time. You know, I moved up into the central office, and then I'm now director of network operations for both PrimeLink and Champlain Telephone. So this local company has allowed me to stay here, build my family here, we participate in all sorts of events in this area. So I would ask that that is kept in consideration when thinking about your options. I also wanted to talk a little bit, or have Brian talk a little bit about security and your current network setup. Mm-hmm. When we came on site, being a technician of mine, I discovered that you had a Netgear firewall that was in place. And I'll let you take it over.
So I haven't personally seen the firewall, but our staff has. I'm told that it's very old, not supported, wouldn't stand up to, say, a fiber connection in terms of being able to handle what kind of speed a fiber connection can bring in. But I think more importantly, it really doesn't have much in the way of modern security. So you probably all see, you know, every day, you know, City of Albany, Atlanta, all these towns and cities and villages that are hit with ransomware. So your existing firewall has zero capability in terms of defending against that. Right there, besides the fact that it can't handle the speed, it sounds like it's failing. It's not capable of modern defense in a modern internet connected world. So it's definitely something you want to take a look at and probably replace really soon. As I understand, it's not supported, hasn't been supported for several years, and probably has some significant, we'll call it vulnerabilities that aren't patched for you right now. Yeah. So I don't know a whole lot about your network past that firewall, but I can tell you that just from that report alone from our staff, you're well behind where you need to be.
Yeah, we've got one on order.
Yeah, and I didn't bring that up as a scare tactic or anything. I just wanted, no matter what provider you go to, when you increase the speeds of that connection, you're still liable for the security risk, and you won't have an increased performance going from one provider to another if the problem is that firewall that we were able to identify when we were here troubleshooting.
It is the epitome of a bottleneck.
Right.
I mean, everything comes through that one device.
Yeah. Right.
So if that can't keep up,
right,
you've got no chance.
Yeah. Which is good news that you got one in order, because if you just decide to go forward with fiber, you wouldn't have experienced anything different than you currently do with that in place.
I got a question.
Yeah.
When somebody from PrimeLink was here shortly, you made mention to noticing the firewall.
Yes.
Noticing there's a problem. Did anybody change any of the
battery
settings on the firewall?
No.
I mean, would that be something you guys would do?
No, not. I mean, we have that capability. That's Brian is the manager of our managed service provider group. So that's entirely what they do, is they do the CPE and customer premise equipment provisioning and stuff like that. But it's not part of the internet package.
Yeah, as far as the internet is concerned, so they'll come in, Steve's side of the house will come in right to where our network interface is, and test there. And if our equipment on the outside of your firewall is showing good speeds and good connectivity, PrimeLink CTC will traditionally like hands off, it's yours. My end of the business takes the other side of that. We go into companies and agencies and municipalities, and we will handle the IT services from the inside of that on. So we'll make recommendations on firewalls and PCs and security and servers and cloud services and things like that. But to answer your question directly, no, the staff will, we test it on the outside of that only, just to prove that things were working.
Thank you.
some of the concerns were, you know, reported to us that there was constant issues with the service. And, you know, when I first found that out, the first thing I do in a situation like that is I go back to our tools where troubles are reported, and I look at the history of troubles. It kind of gives me an idea of what the pain points have been historically, you know, what are we not fixing and stuff like that. And I really was kind of surprised with the lack of tickets that were in there. Going back to 2017, that year there was one ticket that was called in to us. We skipped 2 years to 2019, and we could have a ticket for an email password reset, something just, you know, they wanted us to change the password. And then in 2020, that's when we started getting multiple tickets on an issue that were, you know, one computer would stop working, or this computer would stop working, and having to reset the whole system to bring everything up. But what I want to make a point to that is, if one computer is working and one is not working, that proves that the internet pipe is working too here. It's something internal with that firewall failing that's causing these computers to stop working independently. So if there are any issues that have been going on, we definitely want to know about it and we want to address it. I mean, we have, you know, the capability and our skill set and our corporation to fix any trouble that is in our control. So I was just surprised that, you know, there was a reason for leaving our service for lack of, you know, us fixing an issue.
It wasn't only the, I mean, and I don't think it was lack of fixing it. The biggest thing was the email.
Yeah.
That you're dropping the emails, and, you know, and that was our biggest concern is, you know, like Yahoo or Gmail and them, there's nobody there if you've got a problem.
Right.
You know, you're kind of waiting for things to sit around and wait for it to go. I mean, and these guys, and you know, Kelly can attest to it too, I don't know how many times you guys reset the, reset it in there because they go out. You know.
Yeah.
How many email?
A lot of times they don't call to make them. They just go in and reset it, and then it'll reboot, and then it'll come back up.
How many town email accounts are there?
We all got one. There's,
I'd say maybe 10.
Around 10. We could add more, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's up to you. And don't confuse it like an email account with an email address. So, you know, you might have, say, supervisor at townmorse.org or com or whatever, but you could also, you know, you want to name, you know, Mr. Menard at townmorse.com. That might be one mailbox that you pay for. You might have multiple addresses. It's really the amount of people that are checking your email. Think about it that way.
Okay.
I mean, we could definitely talk to you about email specifically.
I'd like to sit down and, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's a ton of options, right? And again, for an organization, there's definitely a transition piece that we can do. There's a platform we can put you on. The retiring is really more for the residential.
Okay.
Along with that, I think that the other thing is the cost associated with it. Mm-hmm. And I applaud you guys for being here, because we've been considering other alternatives, mm-hmm. and nobody showed up. So I thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving us the platform to show up.
But there is a cost associated with that. Being stewards of the community, of the town, we have to take that into consideration too,
sir.
And believe me, we all deal with primary.
Mm-hmm. And I think Steve's point previously is valid. You know, we're local. You know, we get things fixed at Dragoon. We rent product ever. You know, dollars that come to us.
No doubt. No doubt. And you know, we definitely want to keep it local.
So
that's my philosophy. I guess the next thing is, what kind of time frame are we talking to get the fiber up?
We can have it installed and up and running next week.
You're gonna have it that quick?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And as far as pricing, I think, you know, we didn't bring any anybody from sales with us tonight.
They give us a price, and they did a really good job.
Okay.
It's very close. It's not as far as it was. They've given us a, you know, and they were going to lock it in for a year. So it you know, the price is very close.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, you're a little bit more of a not, you know, in my opinion, for keeping it local, and you know, it's worth a little bit extra, I think, but, my feelings. But yeah, no. Anything else?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Any questions?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The emails are a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our biggest.
We
have
board members need to have an email that is hosted through here, through the town. That is a big concern of mine. I'm using my personal email.
Do you have a town domain, like Town Moores, or, I mean, obviously you're using primeland.net?
Yep.
Yeah. So we should look at securing you a domain of your own and make it more identifiable.
Yeah, because she's, through the taxes, I mean, a lot of them are paying because of the internet, you know, online.
Yeah, when you have your own domain too, I mean, it doesn't matter what provider you have for your internet service. You can host that domain and point it to whatever mail service you would want to use.
Yeah, I guess that's it's an advantage too. So if you do move your email to say your own domain, and even if it's through PrimeLink, and you decide, you know what, CTC email is going, or CTC fire is going away, and we're going to Spectrum or somebody else, the email stays the same. It doesn't change. The product stays the same. The two are not bundled together.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right.
Not that we want you to do that, of course.
We'll be back here.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more questions there?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. So I guess the next thing is we need to do a vote. I think we should sit down and talk about a lot of what they talked about, you know, doing our own domain and see what it's going to cost. And I think as a municipality, we need to be a little bit more secure is what I'm worried about. There's too many hackers out there and too many people looking to get in some free stuff. So I don't know. What's everybody else's thoughts?
PrimeLink doesn't do the firewalls and stuff like that. Am I correct?
We do.
Yeah, Brian does.
Yeah, so that my division is called the Managed Services Division, and we're the exact complement of Steve's side. So whereas internet and fiber and things like that are Steve, and it stops at the edge of the building, everything inside the building is where my division picks up. So we offer, think of it as a completely outsourced IT solution. And that's everything that has to do with information technology, we handle.
Thank you. Okay.
I agree with you. I feel comfortable in tabling it again until we have further information. Yeah. Maybe we can set up a meeting.
Sit down with these guys and find out what the total cost is going to be and
see what our needs are and how
and where we should be where we should be at and what we should be doing.
Well, at the last meeting we tabled it because we didn't have all the information, we didn't have the dollars and cents. I know Renee showed me a copy of the bill, and it's still higher than the budget.
Right.
That's the board's decision whether or not you want to go with it. Number two, I thought they were going to go in and do this before this meeting to see if the system was going to work better. And all I got was emails from Renee, this isn't working, I had to go over the payroll at the bank this week, and I have to do this. So I thought at the understanding at the last one's meeting that they were going to come in and do the fiber optics and get us where we needed to be.
They did. They came in.
So we could try it.
Yeah, they did. They came in and looked at our system and give us a price. And
I did call Renee about 2 weeks ago and said, can we install fiber? And she said, absolutely not until it was voted on and we were going to go with it.
Right.
So
right.
The offer was there to get it in place before this meeting.
Yeah.
And just to elaborate on that a little bit, it wasn't anything to do with PrimeLink. It was our firewall here.
Yeah, that was a problem with the computer or with the bank.
It was our firewall.
Yeah. Well, that's why we got a new one coming, because it was the one that messed up the bank. It wasn't PrimeLink. It had nothing to do with them. That's correct.
So we'd have had the same problem with another server.
Right, right. If we didn't change the firewall, yeah. Because it was the firewall, and that's why we decided it's time to upgrade it. So, and it's on order. Hopefully be here toward the end of the week. We'll get that in and we'll find out.
When they put the security system in, did they put in a new firewall?
No.
They did?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's the one that we just got the security.
No, this one's been here for years. Been here for years. And, you know, I don't know crap about it. I just go by what our IT guy tells us, and he says, yeah, it should be changed, so that's what we're doing. So.
I agree. I think we should. And
make a motion?
Yeah. Our motion's going to be to meet our needs.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to get a cost analysis on this. And I think it's imperative to bring in, if we're considering, compare apples to apples. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for staying local. All for. But being stewards of this community, we have to look.
Right. Right. Yep. For sure. That's why I don't think we have enough information to.
Yeah. Are you willing to do that?
Oh,
I mean, I know you are. You're here, so.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, it could be a separate thing as well. I mean, it's not all, if you decided to go with us for internet, this still could be a separate conversation on your firewall needs and your security needs. Same thing, even if you went with Spectrum for your internet, we operate in two different worlds. So that you can make the decision on the internet now or later if you want and still entertain talking to us about your security and firewall.
I mean, we still got the internet. It's you know,
yeah.
You know, it's not going anywhere. I mean, you still got a few months before we unplug it anyway. So I really don't feel that we should rush into something that, you know, and then a month down the road we want to change it back to the other one. Let's do it right the first time. And
I agree. Yeah. I'd rather get all the information we can and compare apples to apples. I mean,
absolutely.
Again, I applaud you guys for being here and taking the time to do this presentation. It means a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
Making a motion?
Okay.
Making a motion to continue to table the office phones and the internet until at which a time that all needs are met and we can bring it back.
Okay.
Okay. Ask the boss.
I'll second that.
Hey Jeff, I just have one question. I know that you just postponed the port date, so mm-hmm. Are you postponing it again, saying
yeah.
that you're okay?
Yeah, we'll have to. I think it's like the night. It's like later this week or next week. I forget what it is, but yeah, we'll have to postpone it again.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I mean everything seems to be working fairly decent now. The only thing was the firewall messed us up on payroll last week, but that had nothing to do with primary or Champlain Telephone. It was our firewall.
Thank you.
Okay.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
I abstain.
Okay, carried. Okay, anything else in our old business? That's done. I don't have anything in the old business. New business. New business. We have a couple of quotes for a new water softener system. The one that's we have now is dead in the water. We need a new one. The water is really hard here. I had Culligan Company come in and test the water and give us a quote. Their quote was $38.55.60, and that includes 320 pounds of salt for the softener. And then Lane and Mike Menard also put in a bid of $1,295, $1,295 for a North Star and SC31, 3100 grain water softener. And Culligan is it's a model EQ34 HE softener, 10x54. Not sure what that is.
It's a lot bigger.
Eh?
Seems like it's a lot bigger.
It might be. Well, according to Mike, his is supposed to be a commercial one also. But yeah. I know the Culligan one is a commercial one. He told me that when he came to look at this one. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure about how to make a comparison on those at all.
Yeah, I don't either. He just put it in yesterday, so I haven't had time to research on it. But I've got literature on the one from Culligan. So we can.
I mean, Culligan's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
I mean, and we have it's accountability of the product and the warranty services and that kind of thing. There, I mean, if they took the salt out, what would the prices be?
I wouldn't imagine that's a large. I don't think that's a big amount for the salt. Can you give it
300 pounds?
Well, it's only $86 for the salt. It's not a big thing.
No.
There's a filter. It's a high cap filter unit that they would put in for $289. Then the softener is $27.45, and then $450 for installation.
Is that for the fire department for this part of the building?
Yeah, it takes care of everything.
Everything.
There's one water system does everything. Actually, the fire department at their meeting Tuesday said that they would contribute $1,700 toward it to put it in. We had spoken at the board meeting last week.
Yeah, we agreed that we'd pay half the cost in installation. We use a majority of it for washing the trucks and functions that we have over there. So, like I said, we're willing to pay half for everything.
With this type of system, we're going to be using a lot of salt. Who's going to pick up that tab? I'm asking.
Maybe that's a deal that we can work out.
Well, I mean, their salt is 320 pounds for $86. Man, sounds like a pretty good deal on their salt.
No, I mean, in the future, down the road, it's
right.
Going to be a continuous
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. It's part of the maintenance.
Fire department takes care of it.
Well, as far as washing of the trucks and stuff go, that line will be separate from the softener.
Yeah, you don't want to wash the truck with salt water anyway.
Huh?
You don't want to wash
the
truck with salt water anyway.
There's no salt water.
We put salt in it now.
Yeah, there should be no salt in it. Huh? No.
We put salt in it now.
We have been, but the machine doesn't work anymore. We got one in there, but it's old. It's probably 20 years old, and it just doesn't work anymore. And, you can look at the toilet stuff in here, they're turning brown because of the hard water. So,
did we take a look at them?
Do they have other options? Did we look at other options for this? Or when they tested it, is this what they recommended? Thank you.
What's that now?
Was the water tested to see what was recommended for?
Yeah. As far as I know, they both. I was here. I know Culligan did because I was here when he did it, and Mike told me they did a water sample also to figure it out.
What's the opportunity to get Randy Cook and
I tried to get a hold of Randy Cook many times.
I actually, if I might, I reached out to Randy Cook. I know Randy very well. Randy does not want to deal with a municipal building such as this with functions and other things like that. He didn't want to bother with it. His words to me was he took 37 years or 27 years, whatever, to build his reputation, and he didn't want to have something go wrong and have it go back on him. So he had opted out when I spoke to him.
Okay. I tried to get a hold of him many times,
didn't I? Yeah, he said he didn't want to.
The phone number I had just.
He didn't want to take a chance. So.
Okay. All right.
Because I figured a conditioner system, a water conditioner versus a water softener would have been a little better way to go. But.
I mean, there's a quite a difference in materials and
yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, compared to what we have in each one of these, it's not apples to apples. Just using that, I mean, I would have liked to see a brochure on Culligan
versus a brochure on...
I got a brochure from Culligan.
You do?
Urban Design.
Okay, and then the other one for North, what's it called? North Star? I mean, to con... To compare.
There's a lot of number on that, Randy.
On the...
$3,100?
Yeah, no. The model on the North Star, NSC 31.
It's probably come from Holbert's, I'm thinking.
Holbert's?
The one there, yeah. I can get some brochures from Holbert's, I'm sure, on it. Kind of compare it.
I think we need to make a comparison and see, you know, if one's gonna, you know, maybe make sure it's gonna handle what we have here.
Right.
What you were looking at, Todd, was one that you didn't use salt. Is that what you were looking at before?
That's what I tried to get. Well, even with a water conditioner for Randy Cook, you would have had a salt bin, depending on the how many grains your water was hard. Mm-hmm. You would, you know, I had him install one at my house. It's got the salt bin. You know, I use very little salt because the water's not that hard, but it had a lot of tannins and stuff in the water. So he designed that conditioner strictly for my water. Now, like I said, I tried to get him to come up and, you know, take a look at what we had. It was just, like I said, it was too much. He wanted to stick to the residential part of it. He didn't want to get into the commercial side, and, you know, but which I can't blame him. You know, he didn't want something to go wrong and, you know, like I said, ruin his reputation. So, but yes, that conditioner system would have a salt that goes with it. But you get the concentrated salt pellets, which last a lot longer, so, versus the crystal.
Yeah. Is an Iron Master, was that part of it? It's iron, because we're bothered with iron in here, the old downs.
Yeah.
I mean, was an iron, I didn't notice an Iron Master in there. We're looking at this softener.
Yeah.
A softener's not going to take care of the hard water. It's not going to take care of the iron. It's going to make soft iron.
It'll take care of the soft or the hardness.
Yeah. But we're still going to have the residue from the oranging and stuff without the thing called an Iron Master.
Yeah, I personally have an iron filter.
Right.
I haven't used no salt. It's just a sand base with pebbles, if you will. It regenerates every 6 days. And the lifespan of the media, I've only changed it once in 15 years.
Right.
And that was to a cost of about maybe $500.
See, that's why I was trying to get Randy, because mine is guaranteed for 25 years, you know, the setup on it, other than using the salt. But, you know, that would be something to look into as well. You know, that would take the iron out.
What's his brand? I forget what
this was.
You know his brand?
It's not McLean, is it? I know mine's the same way. It regenerates every 800 gallons.
I'm sorry, Scott.
No, I was just saying mine's like Donald's. My system regenerates every 800 gallons of water that I use. It back flushes and cleans the system out. So.
I think a lot of determines on what's in your water.
Right.
I just put one in my new house. I mean, my water is extremely hard. It's so hard that it's brown. The water's brown. And we just put up softener in from Hulbert's, $2,400. Water comes out of there nice and clear.
It does it have a filtration as far as the iron?
Yeah.
So it has an Iron Master or something?
Three tanks.
So, okay, that's what I have. Yeah. I mean, you got to remove
one. It's important to have the iron out of it before you...
Yeah, before you soften it.
Could we venture into, I mean, we only got two quotes and they look pretty far.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Randy also, but even if I wouldn't mind giving him a call and saying, look, maybe you can hook us up with a representative and come up here and.
Yeah, and we can get some more information on this other one, that's the North Star one. Get some pamphlet on it, see what it does.
Because I think
that model number is a residential softener.
Okay.
Thank you. The North Star one?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's another thing too, Jeff, that we're looking at, depending on what we go with. That room, there's too many people that have access to that room. So whatever we do as far as installing whatever equipment in there for water conditioning, that
It should be locked.
It will be locked.
It should be.
There'll be several keys. You'll have one. I'll have one.
Yeah.
Too many people.
There'll be a few that are issued.
Yeah, too many people going in there and playing with stuff.
Exactly.
Playing with stuff they don't know.
Exactly.
We just spent a lot of money to get the furnaces back up and running.
Right.
So we want to keep it that way. So, okay, we can table it and see if we can get some more information and have apples to apples. And we're not getting much done tonight. So a motion to table it?
Can I make a motion?
Randy? Irvin?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, the other thing I got under new business, everybody's got a copy. I got an email from Renee McFarland, who is the director of the IDA, the Industrial Development Agency, who is again coordinating the cost of this other solar farm that's coming in up in Morse Forks. And she wrote, the Clinton County Industrial Development Agency have received an application from Delaware River Solar for a fifth solar project in Moores. Please know that the board is not yet prepared to make any decisions on this project, but it should be noted that it has been a topic of conversation because the company has made a pilot proposal pertaining to both this and the earlier application received for the town of Plattsburgh. The company is requesting $5,000 per megawatt for a pilot, as opposed to last year's project of $6,000 per megawatt. And I wrote her back, I says, Renee, I can tell you that the board will not be happy with this proposal. We were good enough to give them a break on number four last year with their agreement that they would not ask for a discount on this one. They went against their word. And then she wrote back, I completely understand. Please know that the IDA board discussed this pretty extensively before I even sent the email this morning, and before that. I inquired with the company and advised them that this was not likely to be received well. I have yet to hear from the school district. I know the county is not exceptionally pleased. I do have to let the board know everyone's feeling. So would you still have a meeting with everyone and discuss it? So that's where we're at. The thing with this pilot, it gets split three ways. We get a third, school gets a third, and the county gets a third. And the three projects that were just sold, we get $19,200 split between the three of us for each farm times three. So more or less, we get the $19,000 per year as a pilot program. And if everybody remembers, they were putting a number four up and they were running low on funds or whatever. So we agreed to give them a little break on number four with the stipulation they were going to build another one this year, but we weren't going to give them another thing. So I told her I'd bring it up to the board and we make a vote on it one way or the other. So I know my vote's going to be.
What are they going to give us for the lot? $19,000 or $12,000?
What do you mean?
Well, we got the taxes of $19,000 per lot.
No, this $19,000 that they're going to pay us is in lieu of taxes, but they still have to pay special district tax, like the fire department, the EMS, the right. Sidewalk, and the lighting district. They still have to pay full taxes. So if it's whatever, Larry, what about $13 million project?
Right.
They pay full tax on the special district, but we don't get any tax money out of it as a town. This is what that $19,000 was for, was in lieu of taxes for the next 30 years or 20 years, whatever the heck it is.
Is it $19,000 monthly, annually,
yearly,
quarterly?
Once a year.
Just $19,000?
$19,200. Split three ways.
That's it?
That's it.
Times three.
That's the IDA. Is that they're the one that, instead of this company coming to us and negotiating it and then coming to the county to negotiate it and then the school to negotiate it, the IDA does it for all three of us. So they're supposed to have our interest in at heart. So, and that's what they come up with. And like I said, it's, solar panels are not a lot of money made by the town. It's, I know the residents are getting a 5% on their electric bill, but as far as us making money, it's nowhere compared. We had a meeting today with the windmill company, and it's just no comparison. The windmill company, they're going to pay us $5,000 a megawatt. And those windmills they're putting up are going to be like 4.6 megawatts. So you're talking $24,000 per windmill times supposed to be 43 in the town of Moores. So they're going to pay us that annually every year. So this is peanuts.
This is for the land across the road from the...
Yeah, across the road from Ash Lane, where he is now.
How many plots did they were going to do?
It's a 20-acre piece.
One plot.
One plot. And instead of doing two 10s, they're going to do one big 20. They already did...
Question on that. Is that the same outfit that put them up on the south side of 11?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No.
Because I got a phone call. Somebody from Texas said they're going to put it up for about 20 acres of it. Mm-hmm. And you said 22, which is in the range.
Yeah.
But they've never done any work here.
Right, right.
So I was just wondering.
Based on the past with the other solar panels, solar farms, what would be your recommendation?
No.
That I would go the same as what they're paying us on the other one last year.
Yeah, that the
6,000.
Yeah, that, yeah.
That's what my recommendation would be. I know you said they're looking at a place, some in Plattsburgh.
Well, yeah, it's through Delaware River, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not us, I just go by word here.
Right, right.
But yeah, Delaware River is right, $4, that farm right there is, that's mm-hmm. theirs too.
Right. So, I mean, they definitely want to put this company that's doing it definitely wants to put it up. Yeah, I know it's a different company that did the ones last year, but hey, why should we give them a break when the other one paid full price, $6,000?
Plus the 19.2.
Right.
Plus their double the size, it'll be 38.
So it'll be no. Yeah. So it'll be more because they can put out more megawatts. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be double. So
they were very difficult to deal with.
Yeah, and it's hard when you got another company that's kind of a go-between. We're not directly dealing with them. The IDA is doing all the negotiating, but they want our input and our feelings on it. So I make a motion that we go with the same as we had last year, 6,000.
Do we have a contract? No. The original contract with these people?
So it's never those. IDA is the one that signs the contract. They get our approval. I met with them, I don't know how many times last year, to went through this. And between me, the school, and the county, Mike Zero.
So there's no further negotiation from us?
Right.
In this body?
Right. We're just going to tell them what we want, what we feel we should.
That's all we're at liberty to do.
Yeah. And then they take the lead from there. And like I said, it sounds like the county's not happy about it either. So if we get two out of three, and I'm sure the school would, I'm hoping they would, stay with us.
Okay.
So I haven't talked to Rob, but I'll probably give him a call tomorrow, because I'm sure he got a letter also. But yeah, I'll make a motion that we stick with our 6,000 megawatts.
All set.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. I got a letter from North Country Honor Flight. They're having a fundraiser at the Westside Ballroom on March 20th.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it here. And anybody wants to go, they got a flight sponsor of $1,200. Platinum sponsor of $2,500, a gold sponsor of $1,000, silver sponsor of $750, bronze $500, and a silver ticket for $50. And they'll feed you. But you just got to give them money, though. So anybody wants to go, I mean, it's open for everybody, so it's there. Water system.
Any feedback from, are we still under old business?
No, we're on new. What you got?
I was behind. Any feedback on the swimming contract? There was
nothing. I haven't heard anything from her yet.
It's the lady's name. Right. Okay. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll check. I'll send her another email. And
I can't think of anything.
I can't either. Okay. Anything else, Randy?
A Nothing for me.
Okay. Other than... Okay, yeah. We'll do that after the public comment. I'll do the...
I have a resolution for the budget modification. Whereas a need has arisen where money in the budget for the accounts as listed have exceeded the original appropriation, and whereas the funds to cover the difference be made available as listed as per the secretary to the supervisor. Be it hereby resolved that the following funds be moved into the budget journal to the designated accounts. For the general fund, it's moving $808.98 from contingency to assessor, moving $1,248.50 to the town clerk, moving $2,950.75 to the attorney, moving $257.54 to central print and mail, moving $876.85 to superintendent of highways expenses, moving $9,887.40 from debt service to buildings, moving $4,784.90 from debt service to buildings, fuel oil, $2,402.81 from debt service to playgrounds, and then the highway fund, moving $2,013.88 from improvements to general repairs, $3,951.11 from improvements to machinery, moving $1,549.90 to snow removal, moving $12,684.80 from improvements personal services to snow removal, moving $20,768.04 to snow removal, moving $10,199 from employee benefits retirement to snow removal, moving $453.41 from employee benefits social security to snow removal, $3,174 from employee benefits workers' comp to snow removal, $19,441.63 from employee benefits hospital and medical to snow removal, and moving $2,803.33 from employee benefits uniforms to snow removal.
Okay. All right. So we got all our tax money that came in, so we're just trying to fill in these accounts with the money. So any other questions or
discussion?
Okay.
We get to explain to me how come. Again, I'm asking for explanation. We're moving money from the employee benefits, listed a number of them, moving them to snow removal. Just explain that to me, because I really don't understand why we're moving funds from our employee benefits to fill gaps. And is there a particular reason moving a large sums of money in certain areas?
See what the accounts are.
Huh?
I said, let me see what the accounts are. DA 9010.
Would be page 102, page right here.
It's gonna be in the highway.
PA 9010.1. That's one.
Right. Actually, it's going out of this, it's going to 5142. Do you understand it?
That's right, I think it's the balance out left here, like, we don't...
We took our contingency last year, so...
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to talk with her today, so I don't know. Had that meeting in Ellenburg, and I didn't get a chance to come see her. I don't know, I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it's... Can I get a little from last year?
Why are we moving it into...
It wasn't used, if she budgeted more than what was actually used in the budget.
Don't know, couldn't tell you. Like I said, I didn't have a chance to talk to her today, so I don't know.
I'm just looking for explanation, because I just...
Yeah.
I find it odd that we're moving from a secured fund, again, just explanation, why we're moving from a benefit fund that's contractually for the employees to move to snow removal. Just clarification, that's all.
I can't tell you.
If we could, maybe we could present that to Renee?
Yeah, well, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Okay. So it's just that, those last five?
Yeah. DA 9010 and down.
Okay. How about the rest of them?
The rest look good. I mean...
Yeah, the rest of them, yeah, probably see a problem with that. And then you got the...
The attorney's all contractual, right?
Yep.
Yep. So...
Yeah, anything at 910, 8.8, it's down to 9.8.
We give you a clarification on that, I mean.
Okay, we'll get a clarification before we okay that one, please. And how about the rest? The motion to accept the rest, all except for the last five.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, I'll second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes. Okay, carried. Thank you. Are you finished? You don't have any more?
That's all I have.
Okay. All right. Anything else? New business? Public comment? Any questions? No?
Sidewalks.
What?
Sidewalks.
Okay. What about them?
Can you get the, they're not plowed?
Their skid steer was broke yesterday. Oh. I don't know if they got it going. I see it was down here when I got done work. Or did they borrow another one, or?
Well, I think, you know, they did with tractors.
But they, I know Chris had told me yesterday morning that the skid steer was broke. That's why they didn't get plowed. They were trying to get them done the best they could. But they're still not done.
I believe they're done. I haven't heard anybody. I put it out there. That
these here in town, both sides.
Yeah.
They did them.
Yeah, I know these are done.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. We have to go in executive session to talk contract, employee contract. So.
I got
everybody can. Okay.
Something went around about a plow truck passing school bus with red lights on. Is there any follow up to that? Is that true, or is that just rumor going around?
No, that's true.
Is that Morgan take any action to that?
Nope, we did not.
So
we checked into it, and there's nothing we do with it. The troopers were called, and they didn't issue any tickets. So there's nothing we can do.
But it happened.
What's that?
But it happened.
Yeah, it did happen. Yep, definitely. Yep. Okay, anything else?
Okay, yeah, just wanted to clarify with, when we go to the library on Saturday, what we were finding, you guys know I've been out here since like May, going around house to house talking to people. I come across a lot of people's bills, so I see what people are paying. And because we are not an ESCO, because, you know, we're separate from that, but we're still bound by what we can and can't say, so we have to be non-biased when we're looking at people's bills. The last couple of months, we've been seeing increasing bills, and particularly the senior population, on ESCO rates being, you know, anywhere from 13 to 17 cents an hour. And that's a kilowatt hour, so people are paying like four times what they should be. I'm not allowed to say anything. So we went and talked to NYSEG, whose hands are also tied because they have to be non-biased because of the deregulated state. So ESCO, you know, we can't talk for against ESCO. But we have reached out to the, between the two of us, the Public Service Commission, and what they're going to allow us to do is to have informational meetings teaching people how to read their light bills, how to properly use ESCOs, the questions that you should ask about terms and about rates, and when you should recertify, if you're going to recertify, so you don't fall into that variable rate period, which is where you can get an email people at the really high rates, because it's
okay, when you get it done.
They're noticing it on nice things, and as particularly with senior customer base, so they're seeing it as a problem as well. So we're just trying to be able to reach out to help people know what to look for and how to protect themselves, because on average, most younger people are not getting 9 to 15 calls a day trying to get them to change their electric, whereas seniors are. It's almost like it's being a targeted population, and we're just trying to help people the best we can. So we will be having packets. It's basically a blown-up brochure from one of the from the Public Service Commission that explains to people what ESCOs are, what questions to ask, how to know what you're paying, and if you should be paying a different rate. And those packets, after we have a meeting on Saturday, we will be leaving some at the town hall too on Monday. I'll be dropping some off, so they'll have them here so that people can have them in their homes if they are thinking of choosing, switching, or whatever, just to give people more information. So that's what that's all about.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you.
We got to. I'm glad to be here tonight to hear what's going on. I'm the county legislator for a part of Lawrence. And just to give you a little rundown on what's been going on, nothing too drastic. It's been like 10 months since I've been in there. I took office April 23rd. So, and I can tell you that all the legislators work good together. At least they have for the last 10 months. We haven't had any problems. Everything's been running smoothly. I recently been nominated and chosen to be majority leader. So if you watch some of Calvin's movies now, now that he's in there, he makes a movie of the, you know, he records everything so you can see everybody. So if you're hearing somebody saying yes, yes, yes all the time, that's me. I'm a yes man now. And I recently, I'm on the airport committee. I took a tour of the airport. I'm going to get a badge where I can go anywhere on the airbase, on the airport, Plattsburgh International Airport. They took us down where the international flights, when they come in, in customs, where the passengers are going to be taken into and going through the detectors and getting checked out and all that. It's really, you don't see it. It's not part of the regular airport. It's down below in the basement. It's all brand new. And they're waiting for international flights so they can use it. But they had to get everything the way customs wanted it before they can get flights in. So it's all set and ready to go. Now they gotta get some flights. And I'm on the building and grounds. We did the repark the parking lot this fall. Before, you had a hard time to find a place to park. Just adding like 16 parking lots, parking spaces. You go there now, there's always a spot because I go there a lot and that's where I park. And let's see what else is going on. And you mentioned the solar park. We were approached last fall to the old airport. They wanted a certain amount of land, and it's been a while, so I'm not sure what the figures are, but they wanted some land to put solar in there. But it's in the town of Plattsburgh, but the county owns the land, so. They're working on that, I don't even know if they're still interested, but it's been a couple of months. But Wednesday night is the economic development meeting that I'm on, so I'll hear all that stuff, and Renee will be there. And that's where she fills this all in.
Okay.
And I want to stress if you need anything, I've had people approach me. I run down, now that I know where to go, down to the county, I go meet with the head, department heads. And I bring up, if you have a question, I'll bring it to them. Like last week, up in the Lion Mountain, the senior housing. I went down there. An hour later, the inspector was there. Because I know the department had real good now. You know how that works. So I can, if you need anything, run it by me, I can go down and check on them. I can't promise anything. But I'll try, you know, I'll go see them. So thank you for listening to me, and I'll try to keep you informed what's going on. And I like the job.
What you think?
I got a question for you, sir.
Oh, no.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for taking the time to come here. Very much appreciated.
Well, when I get a free night, I like to go, but a lot of the town meetings, I've got meetings. Tuesday night is a good night.
So we'll expect a Tuesday night. Having said that, in the very near future here, somebody who's going to have a lot of time in their hands is going to be looking for grant writers. And with your connection, do you have that capability that we're, do you have grant writers where we have, I mean.
Grant writers, I'll check into it. I don't know if we do. I think
right.
Renee is probably the person that does that.
But we have people like Betty Little,
yeah.
Who's moving out of office.
Yeah.
Wonderful lady. She's done a lot for the area. And anybody who's been in this business for a while knows that there's monies available for municipalities, et cetera, et cetera. How could we go about to getting some of those offered services for things that we need? For example, sidewalk plow. Instead of using a skid steer, something like that.
Well, you put in for a grant from the tobacco fund last year, didn't you? Did you get money for the library?
The library did.
The library did, yeah.
The library.
And that's going to be coming out, and I told Ellenberg and Altona, that's going to be coming out, the application for the grant, which the county hands out, is going to be coming out, and when I first got in, I didn't know anything about it, but I see all these districts and towns that got, you know, they put in for 15, they got 10, they put in for 10, they got 5.
Mm-hmm. Is that a matching grant?
No, it's just tobacco money.
Yeah.
You get it, you put in for it, you get it, that's it.
At no cost, we have no.
Right.
No cost for rent?
You know about it, yeah?
I do now. I didn't, though.
Yeah.
I found out about it late last year.
I don't know if they send you the forms or if you have to apply for them, but I'm going to find out because I'm going to make sure every town is notified.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's free money. You get it for the ball field,
right.
Your sidewalks, whatever you want to do with it.
Okay, yeah.
That's all that millions of dollars that we got from the Shulgin Tobacco Company.
Right, yep. Okay.
So it's there, and every year they hand a lot out. So I'll keep you informed.
Please.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Kev?
I was wondering, I don't know if everybody's heard, but there's been talk about a registered sex offender moving to Morse Forks.
Yeah,
we've
heard about it, yeah.
Is there anything we can do as a
There's not a lot we can do about him not coming, but we did some research, and the place that he's looking to go into is not a legal place. It's just a camper, so it can't be rented out as a home. So they need to get an occupancy permit in order to get in there, and there's no way you can get one because it's not big enough to have a building on. So we heard the rumors too, and we checked into it, and that's the avenue we're at now. Right now, you know, they need to get an occupancy permit, which they can't because it's not enough square feet
to have a resident, so you're probably gonna have to find someplace else to go, we're hoping.
They don't want him in Vermont.
Yeah.
He's from Vermont. Send him back.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, that's where we're at on that. We did hear about it and we checked into it. There's not a lot we can stop if it's a legal place that he can go to, there's not a lot we can do about it. But we did check and the place that he's supposedly moving into is not a legal residence. It's not enough square footage here to have a resident on, so.
Somebody's gonna have to let him know about it, let them know about it.
Oh yeah, they know about it.
They know the enforcement officer.
Our code enforcement officer right on top of it.
I think there will be some citizens that take matters into their own hands and if that's the case, well, something can't be done.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta be careful.
In Ellenburg,
not worth,
put a 4-foot by 8-foot sign on both ends of the road, he lived on. Yes. That was a hint. They identified it. I don't know if we can do that in Boers or not. They did that in Ellenburg.
We can do it in the Mark Ellenburg, right?
Yeah.
I know that.
You just gotta watch
Mary your sister. I know. I'm sorry, Mindy.
That's all right. I got a place in Boers.
Okay, any more questions? No? Okay, thank you everybody for coming. I'll make a motion that we go into the executive session to discuss contract talks. Second? Okay.
Councilperson Harris? Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes. Carrie?